Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Monday morning. Titans lose 52-14 against the Detroit Lions. They fall to 1-6. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, good morning. How are you?
How do you think I am, Robbie?
Probably not doing very well after the end of a certain game yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Whose fault was that? Whose fault?
Well, the guy yelling at the fans instead of backing up the play.
There was that. That was pretty awesome.
At least got into play and, you know.
He did tip the ball straight up in the air for the receiver.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be in the back, though. He was supposed to be covering the backside.
Oh, Stevenson was supposed to be in the back?
Yeah.
I was worried that it was supposed to be Byard.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to guess it was Stevenson because he didn't know what he was doing because he was busy talking to fans. And, by the way, you never, as a defender, bat the ball up in the air.
It wasn't great.
On a Hail Mary.
Nice assist, though.
Well, he did. I mean, I'm not trying to defend anything, but he did. He swiped down. He just got the very bottom of the ball.
I thought it was a good assist.
Yeah.
Nice set play in volleyball.
By the way, there were two holds on the offensive line that were not called.
I need to go back. People say that. I need to go back and look. I didn't.
I looked. I
need to go look.
I don't know about
but,
that.
But, you know, look, I'm not going to clink sour grapes on that because you know and I know that when you have those jump balls, there's all sorts of pass interference that ever gets called.
Oh, yeah.
So, whatever. You know what? As a Bears fan, that was so predictable yesterday. I sat there in my office next to Andy Peterson, our producer photographer, and I just said, Andy, I said, this isn't over. Believe me, this is not over. And I was like, yep, there it is.
That's a tough
one. The city that brought you Bartman, here we go.
No doubt about it. So on the Titans front, 52-14, the final yesterday. Corey, I don't think I've ever seen a worse special teams day. I don't think I have. It's pretty awful. So my question to you is this. That's been very consistent all year. They've been horrendous on special teams. Is Colt Anderson losing his job today? What do we think happens with that moving forward?
Well, I am not, you got to fire that guy. I think I've pretty much established that. And I'm always, you know, talk about having a big enough sample size. But I also understand you've got to cut bait when you figure out, you know, it's like the Browns with Deshaun Watson. They gave him all that money, so they just kept marching him out there. I mean, you're going to lose anyway. So, I mean, you're going to pay him anyway, I mean. So what difference does it make if he plays or not? You paid him. You may as well try to win games. So he's not playing now. They win a game. You know, look, you hired Colt Anderson. It's not working. Whether you think it's his fault or not, to start the season, you couldn't get a punt off. And now you can't cover a punt. And I think what gets me more than anything is after the first one, not just punting it out of bounds.
Yes.
I look, you've proven you can't cover today. Look, we're not getting it done today. This guy's tearing us up. Just punt the thing out of bounds. Brett Kern made a living punting the ball directionally out of bounds. Look, I will take 42 yards out of bounds every time instead of a 55-yarder or a 60-yarder, you know, and hope to God that somebody can cover. You know, I understand that not all of them are, you know, to the moon, but I don't know if it was the first one or the second one, there was a guy who ran like 5 yards past the return man after he caught the football. I don't know who he was going to tackle, but it was someone in the end zone. And so I guess philosophically, I don't understand how you can't pivot and just say, we're just going to punt it out of bounds. We're going to take whatever yardage we can get here and we're going to play it a little bit safer.
So Corey, some Titans fans are understandably talking about the number one pick now. I get it. But there's a lot of season left for this first-year coach and his staff, and I believe this week is critical for Brian Callahan. And I'm not saying necessarily like job security, but like this could get real ugly. They don't have a lot of opportunities to win football games. I mean, I feel like he needs to come up with a performance that's there's execution, there's effort, there's cohesion, and they look like a professional football team. Where do you think he is, and how important do you think that is, and how much of a concern is just the locker room in general right now?
Well, I think it is important because I think what can really condemn any coach is when a team quits, right? I mean, because ultimately you have to be a leader of men. And look, do I think the team is still coming out and fighting? Yes, I do. But I also think they're incredibly fragile right now. I think, you know, this team is obviously, you know, we hear coaches talk about confidence all the time, that that's when players really take the next step, is when they get success and they get confident. And that's when they, well, this team's lost all confidence. And the moment something goes wrong, the hands go up in the air and it's just like, oh boy. And, you know, you can see it. You know, the moment something goes wrong, it's just over. And I mean, and didn't Callie say that you can feel it on the sidelines?
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's bad. That's bad. I know when Mike Mularkey came in, you know, the number one thing he wanted to coach was competitiveness and competition. And that's why they had all these little games they played like all day long at the practice facility. It was all about competing and competing and competing. And, you know, I know they'll talk about, you know, you've got to move on to the next play because you've always got to win the next play. Well, this team's not doing that. This team's not. And he's got to find a way to get them to focus on the now and not what happened before and what could happen in the future. Because that's the real danger. And you know, how do you lose to a team as bad as the Patriots? Well, you don't have any confidence, and you find a way to lose. And he talked about that yesterday. And so they've got to find a way to not have losing in their head, because right now it's kind of ingrained in the culture, and he's got to find a way to turn that around. And if he can't turn around, then that is dangerous for him and for the organization.
Meanwhile, Corey, Nick Suss from the Tennessean caught up with the general manager yesterday after the game.
Yeah.
And he talked about, you know, he talked about a lot of different things, but talked about the ball basically not bouncing their way after a 52-14 loss to the Tennessee Titans. When you saw that, what was your reaction to that?
I immediately thought of when I asked Jeff Fisher after the 59-0 debacle in New England if he was concerned about his job status. And he said, why would I be concerned? I have a contract. And I was like, wow, that's a complete disconnect from what just happened.
Yeah.
And that soundbite is a disconnect from what just happened. I think it's insulting to your fans to say we were just a few bad bounces away in this game. Look, I give coaches a lot of leeway because I agree with them a lot of times. You turn one or two plays and it can change a game. I mean, shoot, just go back to the opening game for the Titans. You change one or two plays, they win that football game. You know, you can do that with a couple of games. You can't do that with yesterday. Yesterday, by the way, was exactly what I expected it to be. It was a really good football team that's really confident and really performing right now, you know, just taking it to a team that has lost. And so the what happened yesterday was no surprise to me. And to dismiss it as bad bounces is unrealistic, and I think insulting. And I'm, you know, look, I'm not a Ram hater or anything. If Mike Ditka said that about the Bears in that situation, I'd be like, dude, what are you talking about? You got dominated. Your special teams were embarrassing. You turned it over four times. Okay, the Titans have one interception the entire season.
Yeah.
This entire offseason was predicated defensively on creating chaos and creating turnovers because it's something they couldn't do last year. And look, I understand that sometimes the ball does have to bounce your way. Sometimes the ball gets deflected in the air and it just doesn't, and it's just out of your, I understand that. But again, your sample size now is almost half the season. And you have created one turnover. The other turnovers were a guy dropping the kickoff and a bad pitch from a quarterback. Okay? So you created one turnover. That is not bad luck. All right? That is not bad luck.
Corey, what do you think we're going to see both on the field and in the stands Sunday?
You think we'll see bags on heads?
I might see a few.
I think if they lose that game, you might see bags on the heads at the end of the game. Look, the Patriots, their coach called them out as being soft last week. He got a lot of grief for that. But they went out and they won a football game. And they didn't just win a football game. They made plays late to win the football game. So they're going to come in with some confidence that they can beat this team. They're going to watch the tape, and they're going to go, we can beat this team. We can get our third win. They're not thinking about picking first, all right? They're thinking about winning games. They're thinking about growing their culture, all right? They're not feeling sorry for themselves. See, the Titans can't feel sorry for themselves, or they'll be right back, you know, where they were. But, you know, and I think Callie is absolutely right. Until they stop beating themselves, they're not going to beat anyone. And unfortunately, the expectation now is they will find ways to beat themselves. And so you say, what do I expect to see? I expect to see them find a way to lose this football game. And that is not me calling them losers, or it's the cycle of what happens when teams get into this spiral. And finding a way out is difficult. And I thought Dan Campbell was, you know, he knows about this. What were they, 0-10, 0-11 or something like that?
That's bad.
Yep.
And you looked like, well, this hire was a complete disaster. He's a caffeine addict, and he's talking about biting kneecaps, and they're a joke. And then they beat Arizona, who was like 10-3. And they found a way to dig out of it and to get better. And that's the big challenge. That's the big challenge. We've seen, you know, didn't Jimmy Johnson go 1-15 his first year?
Yep.
Yeah, and I remember Lou Holtz's South Carolina team going winless and then beating Ohio State in a bowl game the next year. And, you know, look, I'm not saying that the NFL is college. I'm just saying teams can turn it around. It doesn't always happen overnight, but teams can turn it around. But usually there are signs of it. And right now, you know, I guess if you're Brian Callahan and if you're the Titans and if you're a fan who wants to win games, not if you're a fan who wants to tank, you're hoping yesterday was rock bottom. Because if yesterday wasn't rock bottom, that means next week is rock bottom, and it's going to be really bad.
I mean, we probably should have all seen this coming. The Khalif Raymond revenge tour game. I mean, come on. How did we not foresee that?
On the same day Malik Willis goes off.
Yeah, Malik Willis wins his third game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we lose Corey? No, he's back.
No, I'm right here.
I
did not see the Khalif Raymond revenge game happening. I thought Jared Goff would throw for 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I did too.
And Amon-Ra would go nuts against the, you know, the Titans backups in the secondary. Amon-Ra just catch that one pass?
I think so.
And by the way, okay, this is a good example. And this is, look, I'm not going to sit here and criticize play calling, you know, because I'm not a play designer, all right? So I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know. But for me, philosophically, I, on 1 yard to go, I like having my quarterback under center.
Yeah.
Because it sells play action, right? You can hand it off or you can fake it. When you're out of the shotgun, you're declaring pass. You're declaring pass. And so they already know what they've got to defend. And you won't got to defend 10 yards.
Yeah.
And, you know, I understand what he said. You know, we like our matchups. We should win one-on-one. I understand all that. I also understand you've got Chewbacca at left tackle. All right. You spent the 7th pick of the draft on him. You spent the 11th pick of the draft on the guy next to him. You spent $1 trillion on the guy next to him. You should be able to get behind those guys and get a yard. They could have quarterback sneaked twice.
Yeah.
And gotten a yard. There was time to do that, and they also had a timeout. The Bears, back when Mark Trestman was the coach, when they signed Jay Cutler, they went shotgun from the 1 yard line. And they looked, I'm going to say something that is not very nice. They looked soft.
Yeah.
All right. And when you declare from the shotgun, from the one, that you don't even want to try to run it, that is a soft approach in my aspect. You know, that's saying, I don't believe in these 5 guys up here to get me this yard. We're going to, you know, I like Mason Rudolph throwing to NWI more. And I'm not trying to disparage those guys, but they're not the 7th pick and the 11th pick and a mega-million-dollar player for your team. They're not. They're backup receiver and backup quarterback. And, you know, some point you've got to have pillars to your franchise, and you've got to ride those pillars to victory.
Yep. No doubt about it. Corey Curtis from News 2 joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Corey, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. We'll see how the last 2 seconds of the game go next week.
By the way,
regardless of how that game went, it was a wildly entertaining game, the Bears and Canadiens.
It was very good.
It was. Very, very good.
And I was really impressed because Caleb had struggles all day. And to lead that team to a go-ahead score was really impressive. And so I was very hopeful with that. And Jaden Daniels is spectacular.
He's unbelievable. No doubt.
He just is. And Dan Quinn's the NFL coach of the year right now.
I would agree with that, too. Thank you, Corey. We appreciate it.
All right. Later.
Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road. A lot of your thoughts to get to on the Titans 52-14 loss to the Lions yesterday. We'll get into more of that, more into the special teams conversation. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.